AdNews Innovation 6 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries 6 key questions. In this series, we examine the impact of Internet Protocol TV in Australia and explore how this technology will provide a range of new digital marketing opportunities to target consumers like never before.
Welcome to AdNews Innovation 6 podcasts. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and today we're talking with Patrick Christian, Managing Director of Packet Vision, who's calling in from the UK. Morning, Patrick. Welcome to Australia, and welcome to 6 Questions.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's good to be here.
Now, today, Patrick, we want to talk to you about Internet Protocol Television and specifically addressable advertising and the opportunities that this will present for marketers in the future. We thought perhaps the best way to start might be with a little bit of general background. Packet Vision is a company which provides addressable advertising solutions over the Internet Protocol Television network. Could you just tell us a little bit about the kind of solutions that you provide and how you deliver those to the market?
Yes, indeed. I'll preamble that a little bit by just saying a little bit about IPTV itself. I mean, there are two things which make IPTV different from traditional broadcast TV, and it's the IP part, that Internet Protocol part, that does it. One is the addressability, the means whereby you can stream TV channels or TV down to individual households or individual groups of households. And the other is the bidirectionality, the two-way communications you've got. And that allows the viewer to feed information back into the network. Now, what Packet Vision is doing is building a platform that uses those two key functions to provide personalized advertising to viewers, which is much more engaging, much more relevant to them. For example, you could have a set of ads going out where ads for sports cars are going to the single males in an area, while at the same time ads for holidays are going to young families or something like that.
So really what this relies on and what this will center around is consumer control of their media interaction and their marketing interaction. So I'd imagine that as a concept, addressable advertising is quite powerful in terms of just how personalized it can become.
Yes, indeed. Yes, this is all about viewer control. This is turning advertising around. Advertising can be personalized right down to individuals. You know, you hear the term finding the audience of one, and this is what IPTV addressable advertising is about. To start off with, though, the advertisers aren't ready for that degree of personalization. So the targeting will be to demographic groups or geographical areas. But as time goes on, it will become more and more personalized.
Just on a simplistic level, how will people actually build a profile? What will actually occur in their household? How will they become? How will they interact just to set up their profiles?
Well, in fact, there's a whole science associated with this sort of profiling and segmenting of viewers. And it can work in many different ways. What Packet Vision is doing is providing the platform that allows for the collection of data, information about how the viewer is reacting to ads, what TV shows the viewer might be watching, and that information can be used for building the profiles. But equally, it's a platform to provide interactive type advertising, which really allows the viewer to interact with his TV set and give that information to improve the advertising that they're going to receive.
And is that generally along the lines of what we've been seeing in the UK for 5 years? We've had it for a couple of years here in terms of cable-based interactive TV advertising. Is it that kind of viewer experience?
It is, but we think it can be much, much better. Because IPTV is much more internet-y in its nature, we feel that viewers can have a much more web-like experience, and the interaction can be far, far better than what we've seen so far.
What kind of specifics can you give us there?
I can think of things like when you're pressing the red button, for instance, with satellite-type interactive TV, there's time for the software to be loaded into the set-top box. But with IPTV and with our platform, that can be a much more instant experience so that the interaction can be much faster, much more real-time, and much more enjoyable for the viewer.
Just talk to us a little bit about your trialing. It's pretty exciting. You're about to go into trials in Europe, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us
Europe
about
and
it.
The US.
And the US. You cracked the big one.
Yeah, I mean, these are very early days. You know, Pacivision is a young company. We're only just over 2 years old. And we're just getting ready for our first trials. We've got one or two networks in Europe and a couple more in the US that we're setting up now. And hopefully, as we go over the next few months, we'll see those trials getting started off. They'll initially be within the labs of these networks, but then as we go further on into the year, they'll be rolling out into the live networks.
So they're committed to trialing in market pre-Christmas?
Yes, indeed, yes.
That's fantastic. Are you getting a feel for the kind of clients and the categories that you believe will be really working in this area? Do you think it'll be the normal, say, interactive TV clients, your financial services clients and the auto guys and stuff like that?
Well, we're very excited about IPTV advertising because we think that it can open up advertising to a vast range of advertisers that haven't hitherto been involved in TV advertising. So yes, we think that the traditional advertisers that you see on TV will be there and part of the IPTV addressable advertising scene. But we think there'll be a lot of new advertisers, smaller businesses that can use the benefits of addressable advertising and IPTV much more effectively.
So it could become quite localized in its execution.
Absolutely, yes. When you think of how the web has just opened up a new democracy, all manner of businesses and individuals can use the web and advertise on the web. We think that IPTV and our platform enables this for TV advertisers as well.
And who will actually be running that? Will you guys be doing that, or in this case of the trials, the networks will be dealing with the agencies and the advertisers?
Well, in fact, it's quite a complex ecosystem here. Certainly, our platform is designed to be part of the IPTV network. So it's equipment that actually goes inside the network and doesn't require any changes in the viewer's home. But this is TV, so there'll be a degree of interaction with the TV channels. Equally, there'll be interaction with the ad agencies and the advertisers themselves. Now, Pacivision will be involved in some or more of the of those parts of the ecosystem, but just how much we will interact with those different groups is still open to question. We wait and see. This is a very new and exciting market that we're moving into.
I think that's half the fun of it. Patrick, talk to us about capabilities. We've read about things like telescoping and narrative advertising. I mean, these are new terms for a lot of people, as is the territory that you're working in. Can you just explain a couple of those two specific examples about what benefits they provide?
Yes, very much so. It all comes back to those two characteristics that I was telling you about at the beginning, that addressability and that two-way communication. Telescoping is about extending ads. You know, traditionally, TV ads have been 30 seconds long. They play and then they've gone. But with telescoping, it allows the viewer to express an interest in an ad. You know, if an ad comes on for a particular product or service that they're interested in and they want to find out more, then they can interact with their TV set and extend the ad to telescope it out. Similarly, when you talk to the advertisers and the ad agencies, what they talk about is engagement with the viewer. They want to interest the viewer. They want to be relevant to the viewer. And so they can use narrative-type advertising, which is telling a story, you know, leading the viewer on and you know, engaging them in a much greater way. So addressable advertising and IPTV addressable advertising through our platform allows these sorts of things to happen, enables these sorts of new forms of advertising, and we think there'll be others that haven't even been thought of yet.
We've seen in the States there's been addressable advertising has been happening for a number of years now on the cable networks. What are the benefits that you see of IPTV delivery over cable?
Oh, I see lots of benefits. The thing about the addressable advertising in the States on the cable networks is that When they talk about addressable advertising and talk about local ad insertion, they're very, very much talking about geographical targeting of the ads. But IPTV, again, the IP part, is not tied to geography. So it means that audiences, viewers, can be segmented in different ways. And we think that there's an exciting opportunity here, a set of opportunities, in fact, for targeting audiences in many, many different ways. Interactive type situations where the viewer is driving the advertising rather than where the viewer lives driving the advertising.
If I get this correct, in a way, there'll be a lot of predictive modelling and stuff going on out of that, because you talk about two ways. So for what's going to happen is, the bigger the database or whatever, wherever you're storing this behaviour becomes, the patterns will start to become established, the understandings, and you'll be able to align those to either geographically or demographically.
That's right, yes. I mean, advertising, you can look at advertising in two ways. There's push-type advertising, where you're collecting the information about the viewers from different sources, and then using that information to profile the different audiences and then target the ads accordingly. And then there's pull-type advertising, where the viewer is defining that themselves. The viewer is driving it. And the pull-type advertising, we think, is ultimately going to be the more powerful way of really understanding the viewer and what the viewer is interested in.
With this innovation and how the market is responding to it, I mean, a lot of people over here get it. They know the world's changing and they're adapting, particularly the media. How are you seeing it in the UK and in the US?
I think it's a global phenomenon, Peter. It's happening everywhere. I think there's this shift and control of how content is consumed away from the broadcaster and over to the viewer, and it's driven by the internet and it's driven by many other things. It's happening in television as well.
It's fascinating. It's having a big impact on marketing. The obvious question, are you coming down under and when?
Well, I can't wait to come back down under. You know, I love Oz and I have many friends out there.
We'd love to see you we'd love to see you for the Ashes.
Well, it'd be great to be over there. My prime motivation at the moment is to see Packetvision get these first trials off the ground here in the UK. We're still a small company, it's still a small market, but it's growing very rapidly. And as it grows, you know, we'll be spreading around the world.
All the best with the trials. We'll stay in touch because we want to know what's going on. But one final question, Patrick, I've got to ask you, which team did you back in the World Cup? Come on, fess up.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you this, Peter. I was born in England. I lived in Germany.
You're on the fence, mate. Get to the point.
I've got so many friends in so many countries, and they're all involved in the World Cup. In the interests of world peace, I thought we'd keep that a closely guarded secret.
Just to finish up, we've got a really good prize up today for grabs. It's courtesy of our friends at the Media Federation of Australia. What it is a complimentary invitation for two to the 2006 Media Federation Awards presentation night. I should note here a disclaimer, no Barocca or Panadol is included with this prize. If you want to get online and at adnews.com.au now, go for it, and you could be mixing it with the movers and shakers in the media world. Patrick,
great.
It's been great to talk.
Great. Thanks very much indeed, Peter. All the best.
This AdNews Innovation 6 podcast is an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine.